Today's shir is L'zeichah Nishmas Rav Yehuda Leib, Ben Rav Shmuel. Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf. Hey, we will begin on Daf Dalad Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, the Kulei Alma. As we discussed extensively in our previous shir, everybody agrees that if Purim, whether it's Yudalad or Tezvav Adar, falls on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Kula Alma, everybody is in agreement, Kula Alma, Mia, that Megillah on Shabbos like Karinin, that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, I'm a rabbi, Hakel Chayav Mekriz Megillah. Everybody's obligated to read the Megillah. They're not called Bekiyim Mekriz Megillah, and not everybody knows how to do so. And Chazal were concerned, Gezerah, Shema Yitlena B'yadai, you may carry your Megillah, V'yelech Eitzabaki Lomait, to learn how to carry the Megillah, how to read the Megillah, and be Mechal Shabbos. So, the Rishonim asks, Taisvus asks, why is our Gemara only concerned about walking Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah and carrying the Megillah? Why is the Gemara not equally concerned that you may carry the Megillah from Shusayach to Shusarabim? So in fact, the Meiri learns that that is included in the Gemara's concern. When the Gemara is concerned that you're going to carry the Megillah, it's not only concerned that you're going to carry from Shusayach to Shus, for a carry in Shusarabim, the Gemara is also concerned that you may end up carrying it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But Taisus answers that people don't typically make a mistake when it comes to carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, because there's something to remind you that you're walking out of Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you're not going to make that mistake. Whereas there's no natural barrier that reminds you that you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Another pshat that the Rishonim discuss is that we know on Shabbos, if one originally did not intend to do a melacha, and then he ends up doing a melacha, he's not necessarily going to be chayiv. And therefore, if somebody intended to carry something from within his Rosh Hashanah, nobody intends to take something deliberately from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and then, for whatever reason, he ends up carrying it out to Rosh Hashanah, he will not be chayiv for melacha midaraisa. Whereas, if somebody carries in Rosh Hashanah Dalet Amos, even though it was not his intention to do so, he'll always automatically be chayiv. So the question that the Taisus ask, the halacha is, as the Gemara just says, behind the Tama, and that's the same reason why shofar, we don't blow the shofar if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, behind the Tama, the lulav, and that's why we don't take the dalaminim if Sukkos falls on Shabbos. So ask Taisus, why don't we have the same concern by Bris Milah? We know that if a Bris Milah falls on Shabbos, we make the Bris Milah on Shabbos. But why do we allow the Bris Milah to take place on Shabbos? Why are we not concerned that you may carry the baby, the knife, Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah? So one teretz that Taisus suggests is that since Milah is such an important mitzvah, Nichnasu Aleha Yud Gimel Brises, the 13 Brises said regarding the Bris Milah, that's why they were not ready to disallow a bris on Shabbos. It's a difficult teretz, because shofar and lulav are also very important mitzvahs. The Meiri and the Taz say that the Torah says B'yoyim HaShmini, and we learn from the word B'yoyim HaShmini, B'yoyim HaShmini afilu b'Shabbos. So says the Meiri, the Taz, if the Torah went out of its way to tell us that something is mutter, then Chazal cannot go and say something which the Torah explicitly said is mutter, Chazal can't make usur. And therefore, the milah, which the Torah said explicitly is mutter on Shabbos, Chazal cannot have said that it's usur. A teretz that the Ran suggests is that, and he says it's in the words of our Gemara. The Gemara says, Hakol chayovim mikra megillah. So explains the Ran, when we speak about mikra megillah, it's a mitzvah that everybody is connected to. Since everybody's connected to it, we have to be concerned that amongst all of Klal Yisrael who are anxious to do the mitzvah of Shofar Megillah, somebody may make a mistake. Whereas the mitzvah of Milah is only a mitzvah that's on the Avia Ben, on the Mayel, so it's not so much of a concern. Moreover, the Rishonim suggest, by Milah, we're anyway already more lenient. Milah will allow you to be Mechal Shabbos. So we see that the Torah was much less concerned about Shabbos, saying that carefully, by Milah than it was by other mitzvahs. So ask the Tosfos Yontif, so why do we allow Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos? Why should we not be concerned that somebody's going to carry the Sefer Torah, Dalai Lama's Pshus Rabbim, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Sefer Torah? So the Tosfos Yontif answers that it's not like everybody who reads the Sefer Torah. It's only the Baal Kaira. It's only an individual who's an expert. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned. Another explanation that the Tosfos Chadashim gives, he says that the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is not a chiyuv on the individual. It's a chiyuv on the tzibur. When are we concerned that somebody's going to carry in a place and a time that you're not going to carry? When it's the individual. And every individual has a chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah. We need to be concerned that that individual may not do it the right way. And Chas V'Sholom, he's going to come to carry on Shabbos. But when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, since it's not a personal obligation on each individual, it's an individual, it's an obligation on the tzibur we don't have to worry is going to make such a mistake. The Tzeres Yisrael answers that since it's done every Shabbos, so we're already accustomed that we know we have to have a Sefer Torah prepared before Shabbos because we can't carry on Shabbos. Whereas Megillah, Shofar, are not done every Shabbos, and we therefore are not necessarily prepared always to have it done, prepare everything before Shabbos. Another teretz that I saw is if indeed we're going to be concerned by Kriyas HaTorah, that Shemi Avirena Dalam Rishus Rabbim, what that will mean is we'll never lane. To have a situation that we will never lane, where there's a halacha that we have to do Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, that's unacceptable. In other words, to have a situation where this Megillah won't read on Shabbos, we'll read another day. Shofar will blow it a second day. But if we're going to have this concern by Kriyas HaTorah, it'll turn out we'll never lane on Shabbos. That's not a gezeira that Chazal would make. The question that the Paiskim asked is, we just learned that you're not supposed to read the Megillah on Shabbos. What's the halacha? And so this happens, what happens if Purim is supposed to be on Shabbos and they're laying the Megillah on Sunday or Friday, whatever day, but somebody read the Megillah on Shabbos instead of waiting for Sunday? What would be the halacha? Is it yoytz the mitzvah b'di'evit? The Prima Gadim says, b'di'evit he was yoytz the mitzvah. The Chacham Shloima says that even b'di'evit, you're not yoytz the mitzvah. What would be the nafkamina? If you read the Megillah on Shabbos and you made a shechiyonu, if it's bechlal, not a time to do the mitzvah, so the bracha was a bracha of atolah, but you, when you're going to do the mitzvah properly, you should make a shechiyonu. If b'di'evit you were yoytz the mitzvah, you would not be able to make the mitzvah, you would not be able to make a shechiyonu again. There's a famous question. There's a famous question when we are to identify what area is considered Rishus Rabbim. So there's a big machlokes from Shainim. What are the conditions that determine that an area is Rishus Rabbim? Do you need to have 600,000 people traveling in that area every day? And the Mishnah Berurah has a very long discussion about this issue in the beginning of Siman Shin Mem Hei in the Bi'ur Halacha. One of the rayas that a Rishus Rabbim does not have to have 600,000 people passing there every day is our Gemara. Our Gemara said that we don't blow the shofar, we don't read the Megillah, Shemi Yavirena Dalam's Rishus Rabbim. So if a Rishus Rabbim doesn't have to have 600,000 people, so having a Rishus Rabbim is something that's very possible. And therefore, we can understand why Chazal would make a gzeirah. But if a Rishus Rabbim is only a place that it has 600,000 people, that there are very few places, especially in those times, that had such a large population in one area. Isn't that a raya, says the Mishnah Brura, that you don't have to have 600,000 people to make an area into Rosh Hashanah? What about blowing the shofar, as Tosfos, on Matzah Yom Kippur? On Matzah Yom Kippur, we blow the shofar. Why are we not concerned? Shemi Avarena, Dalaram, Rosh Hashanah. Just like we're worried about the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos says, shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we know is the mitzvah sayoyim, to blow shofar. And if a person is so anxious to blow the shofar, he may make a mistake and carry it on Shabbos. Blowing the shofar Matzah Yom Kippur is really just a minig. And since it's just a minig, people aren't going to be mechal Shabbos to carry a shofar. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned. Rabbi Yosef Eimer, Rabbi Yosef gives a different reason why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Neshenem shalaniyim nesuos v'mikra Megillah. The Neim know that when they read the Megillah, that's when Matnas Aniyim are distributed. And if you're going to read the Megillah on Shabbos, you can't, of course, get stuck up on Shabbos. And the Neim are so reliant on those on that stucco, Chazal did not want that we should in any way affect that. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Yom Tezvav, Shechalius B'Shabbos, if Purim, in our calendar, Yud Aleph Adar cannot fall on Shabbos, but Tezvav Adar, Purim, in the cities that have a wall, could fall on Shabbos. Ein Koyer Megillah Shabbos. We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Al Magdinim LeKroyis Be'er Shabbos. We read the Megillah on Friday. But says the Shulchan Aruch, Vein Oysim Sudas Purim Adyom Echav Shabbos. The Sudas Purim is made on Sunday. The Goyvim Mois Matnas Laniyim Mechalkem Oysoi Bay Bayoy. The Shas Atshuvis. Yala, Yuda Yala, says from here we have a raya that in order to fulfill properly the mitzvah of Matanis L'Avyoinim, the way to do it properly is by giving actual money to stock up. Because if you could equally fulfill the mitzvah of Matanis L'Avyoinim with giving food, why are we saying that it's so difficult to do the mitzvah on Shabbos? So we won't get, because, and we're doing Mekir Megillah on Shabbos. We'll give them food instead of money. From here's a raya that the proper way of doing this mitzvah is by giving money. And obviously money cannot be handled on Shabbos. It's muksa and other concerns of the Dechol. Tayna Mihachi, it says the Braisa, Abish Amru, Kfar Magdim Liyam Aknisa. Even though we said the Kfarim start reading the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday, Goyvim by Biyoim, we collect stocka or mechalkim by Biyoim. Ask the Gemara, Av Bishamru, the wording of the Braisa, it doesn't work. That the Braisa seems to say, Adrab, Mishum Damru, the reading the Megillah earlier should be a reason to give Matanis earlier, given the way we're explaining. Ella says, the Gemara, this is the way to understand the Braisa. However, Amru Kfar Magdim Liyam Aknisa, since we've been learning that the Kfarim read the Megillah earlier, therefore, the day that they read the Megillah, even though it's not Yud Aleph or Tezvav Adar, is the day that Goyvim by Biyoyim, Mechalkim by Biyoyim, is the day that they collect and distribute the Tztaka. Why? Neshanim Shlaniyim, the Sus by Mikra Megillah. The Aniyim relate and connect Mikra Megillah to Matanus Lavyoyim. Ava Simcha, as we just read, the Simcha of the Sudas Purim, even the Kfarim who read the Megillah earlier, don't have the Sinodus Purim until Yom Yudal Bezmana on Yudal Adar. Amarav, Megillah Bezmana, when we read the Megillah in the proper time, the cities that read it on Yudal Adar, the Megillah can be read even by Yechidus. Shloi Bezmana, but when you're reading it Shloi Bezmana, like we're learning in our Shir, where the Kfarim read it on the Yom Knisa, there, says the Gemara, it should be read by Asara with a minion to do Parsum and Nisa. Ravasi Omer, Bein Shloi Bezmana, whenever we're reading the Megillah, it should always be read by Asara. It should be always read with a minion. That's how we have the proper Simchas Purim. The Ramban explains, because the Chiv of reading the Megillah is a Chiv on the Yochid. And since it's a chiv on the yochid, you could read the Megillah without a tzibur. But when it's not the right time, then it's not a chiv on the yachid. It only becomes a chiv on the tzibur, and since it only becomes a chiv on the tzibur, that's why you have to have a minyan. According to this explanation, the minyan that you have to have when you're reading the Megillah Shelo Bezmano would have to be a minyan of 10 above bar mitzvah men. But if we're going to explain that the entire reason is just for pesumi nisa, so it may not be that you need to have 10 men. As long as you have 10 individuals, you are yoytze the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says that ketanim certainly are not mitzvah. The Ran, what about Noshim? That's a very big machlokes. And if women are mitzvah or not, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses this question in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Sifkotin Samach Gimel, and he says that b'diavad that they could be mitzdarif. So again, says the Gemara, have uvda chashle laha the Rav Asi. There was once such a situation that Rav Asi that when they were reading the Megillah not in the proper time, they looked for a minion. Asked the Gemara, Omiyam Rav Hachi, is this indeed the opinion of Rav? But Rav Yudah Bereid of Shmuel Bashelus Mishmei the Rav Purim Shechalis B'Shabbos. It Purim falls on Shabbos, and as we just learned, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Manam. The proper time to read the Megillah is at Erev Shabbos. Ask the Gemara immediately on that statement. Erev Shabbos Manam. Can we say that Erev Shabbos is the proper time to read the Megillah? For Shabbos Manamu, the time is Shabbos. The date is Shabbos. El Alav, what does the Braisa mean to say? What does the Gemara mean to say? Hachikomer, Shleibes Manam, Kizmanam. We treat when we're reading the Megillah, Shleibes Manam, like what we treat it when we're reading Bezmanam. Maz Manam, Afilu B'yochid, just like when it's the proper time, you can fulfill your mitzvah of reading the Megillah even with one individual alone. Af Shleibes Manam, Afilu B'yochid. So isn't this contrary to what we just learned? Answers the Gemara Loi. Linya Mikra Megillah Asara. If you're reading the Megillah not on the proper date, you're going to need a minyan. So what is meant when it said Erev Shabbos Manam? Lefuki Midrabi. Dami Rebbe that we learned in yesterday's shir. Hoyel v'nitcha yars m'kaimam. That if Purim falls, if your Dalet Adar falls on Shabbos, we should read the Megillah. We're not going to read it on Shabbos. So Rebbe said, Yitchul Yom HaKnisa, and he said, don't wait, don't read it on Friday, read it on Thursday. Kamash Malon, this is what Rav is coming to teach us. Derev Shabbos Manamum, we read it on Friday. But he's not speaking about how many people. When it comes to how many people, the halacha is that you have to have, that you would have to have a minyan if you don't have, if you're not reading it on the proper time. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tov Reish says, Sif Yudches, Megillah B'Yudalet Hazvav, Tzorch Lach So'ach Asara. When you're reading the Megillah on the 14th or 15th day of Adar, you should try to get a minyan. V'mi Efsheb Asara, Koyonoy So'yochid. If you don't have a minyan, you can read it B'Yechidus. Writes the Ramah, V'yesh L'stapikim Noshim Itztafis La'asara, V'm Karabah Tzibur, V'ezi Yochid Lo'shama. If you read it and a yochid did not hear it, yochid l'kari afil l'chatchil b'yochid. Hoy over koyinoy so b'eri ba'asara. The Ramah says a very b'chiddush. As long as in this city the Megillah was read on this day, which is not Yudal or Tazvav, in this city it was read with a minyan, even though, so, but you did not attend that minyan, as long as there was a minyan in town that read the Megillah on that day, the halach is, it's good enough. And says the Ramah, K'shiyachid k'ayreis ha-bizbanoi, when a yachid does read the Megillah, Tzarech Levarchala, of course he has to make a bracha on it as well. In fact, I saw interesting shayla on the Chashuk Echemed. He discusses if somebody came to Megillah laning a minute, 2 minutes late, and the question is, he missed the brachas. What should he do? Can he participate with the tzibur reading the Megillah? But what happens with the bracha? So he says that he quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshev, that says that as long as the brachas are recited before the Megillah is read, you yoytze the bracha. So if the chazan or the Baal Kairi will take even a slight break, he can make the brachas. It'll be still before the balance of the Megillah was read, and that can be considered that he fulfilled the Kriyas Mitzvah Megillah properly. Here we're saying that you're supposed to, that when the Megillah is being read in the proper time, we don't need a minyan. But for Kriyas HaTorah, we always need a Megillah, a minyan. So we know Parsha Zachar, we need to have a minyan. Megillah, we don't need to have a minyan. So if there's an individual who could only go to minyan once, so he could go to minyan Parsha Zachar, but then he won't read the Megillah with a minyan. Or he could go to the Megillah, but he won't have Parsha Zachar. What should he do? So the Paiskim say that since the Kriyas HaTorah that we read on Purim also speaks about a Malik, so he'll come to Shul on Purim. He should go to a place where they're reading the Megillah with a minyan. He'll hear Kriyas HaTorah on Purim. By hearing Kriyas HaTorah on Purim, he will be yoytza both the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah with a minyan, and he'll also be yoytza the mitzvah. He'll also be yoytza the mitzvah of Megillah, which is l'chatchila presume nisa, should be read with a minyan. Says the Mishnah, Ezir Gedoylam. We learned that an Ir Gedoylam reads the Megillah on its proper time, Yud Dalet Adar, and we don't read it earlier. So ask the Gemara, Eze Ir Gedoylah, what is considered an Ir Gedoylah? Kol Sheish Me'asar Batlonim. As long as there are 10 people that don't do anything, they just sit and learn all day. Pach Mekam, if you don't have Asar Batlonim, it's considered a Kfar, and you can read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. So the Ran explains that since the city doesn't have a Sar Batlonim, so you don't have a Baal Kaira, and you don't have all the necessary functionaries that you need in a city, and therefore we're going to be concerned that you're not going to be able to read the Megillah properly on its date, so you read the Megillah earlier. The Rashba and the Ritva explain that since you don't have a Sar Batlonim, what's going to happen is that people don't rely on Kriyas HaTorah in their city because they don't have people who are necessarily available to read from the Torah. So these are the type of cities that come in on Mondays and Thursdays. And therefore they say whenever you have a city that people come in Mondays and Thursdays, you read the Megillah on the Monday and Thursdays. So the Sifsei Chum, we just said Batlana means people who spend their entire day just learning. So the Sifsei Chumim asks a question. The word batlonim has a negative context to it. Batlonim, people who waste their time. And here we're saying that the batlonim are people who sit and learn the whole day. So how could they be called such a negative word? So he says, so he answers, the Gemara says that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to a shul, Kadosh Baruch Hu b'ala beis haknesses, and he doesn't find 10 people there, miyad koyis. Immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. By having a sara batlonim, what are they doing? They're mevatel the kas. They're mevatel the anger of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So batlonim is a very powerful word. And therefore, we use the word sara batlonim. Be'elo amruch magdim v'loy ma'achrim. Says the Mishnah, as we've been discussing over our last couple of shurim, in these situations, we read the Megillah earlier than Yud Dalet or Tezvav. Avos Manatzei Kohanim, as we discussed extensively in Masechta Tainis, when Ezra came up to Yisrael to build the second Beis HaMikdash, a small population joined him. And one of the things that they needed when they came to Yisrael was that they needed to have wood. What is one of the most necessary components in the Beis HaMikdash. And they didn't have wood, and there were families that donated that they'll give wood. They had specific days that these families were the days that they donated the wood, and those days became a Yom Tov for these families. And not only did those days become a Yom Tov for those families, we learned that it has very serious relevance to Ma'amados. It has relevance that those days remained Yom Tov for those families, even after there was, Baruch Hashem, enough wood in the Beis HaMikdash. So let's say that day falls on Shabbos, or if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, or every Yom Tov, everybody has to bring Shalmei Chagiga and Oilas Riyah, or Hakel, every 7 years, the year after the Shemitah year, all of Klal Yisrael gathered together in the Beis HaMikdash, as the Pasuk says, Mikeis Shevashonim, B'moish Nas HaShemitah B'chagah Sukkos, B'voi Klal Yisrael Luris Es Pnei Hashem Alakecha, B'mekoy Mashiyivcha, Tikrit Es HaTorah Azois, Neged Klal Yisrael by His name, they read the Torah, Hakelas Om, Hanosh V'Hanosh V'Taf, V'Gercha B'Sherecha, L'man Yishmu, L'man Yimadu, V'Yoros Hashem Alakechem, V'Shem Relasses Kol Divrei Torah Azois. Shabbos, this mitzvah can't be done. One reason is because you can't bring, you can't carry the taf, the babies. Another reason is that they had a special bima, a special platform where the king sat, which can't be constructed on Shabbos. Another pshat is they built a special mechitza to separate the men from the women, which also cannot be done on Shabbos. So if it falls on Shabbos, ma'achrin, we delay it to after Shabbos v'loy magdimin. Says the Mishnah further, even though we just said that the 14th and 15th, sometimes we read the Megillah on 11th, 12th, and 13th, still those days, since the Nat Purim, Metarim Behes Metatainis, Metarim Slav Yoinim, and they also could do Metarim Slav Yoinim. In other words, explains the Rambam, that if somebody gave Metarim Slav Yoinim on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, the day they read the Megillah, his yoitz is chiyuv. But says the Rambam, if somebody did mishloich manas on one of those days, he will not have fulfilled his obligation, and he will have to give mishloich manas again. Because explains the Rambam, mishloich manas is directly related to the Suda. And therefore, there are many that are careful to use for mishloich manas food that will be eaten by the Suda. And therefore, mishloich manas should only be given the day that we're eating the Suda. So, we started the Masechta about speaking to people of the villages, reading the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, when was that halacha said? Emesai b'sheni b'chamishi. That's when there's the custom that all the people from the Kfarim come in Monday and Thursday. Av makam she'en nechnasim le'i b'sheni b'lei b'chamishi. Where that is not the custom, ein kainer sobezmana, then we only read the Megillah on its proper time. What begins the Gemara Tana? We learned about the Asara Batlanim. Who are the Asara Batlanim? She basically says, these are the Asara Batlanim, as Rashi explains, that sit in shul, they don't work, and they're supported from the tzibur. The Ran says that the Asara Batlanim do not have to be, you don't have to be supported by the tzibur. As long as you have 10 people that spend the day doing that, they consider Asar Batlanim. The Sifsei Chamim, however, has a whole different approach to the Asar Batlanim. His approach to the Asar Batlanim is that the Asar Batlanim are the 10 functionaries that you have in a city. Everybody, every city has to have different requirements, the Rabbanim and different functionaries, and those are the Asar Batlanim. Beilu, Av Amar Magdim, V'loy Ma'achrim. My Tama, why by the Megillah do we never read it past Yudal or Tezvav? Says the Gemara, as we've learned previously in Hamasech, to Amar Abba Mishmul, because the Megillah says, V'loy Yavar. We can never read the Megillah after Tezvav. Says the Gemara. V'amar Abba Amar Shmul, Menayin Sheim Moinim Yom L'shanim. When we count the year, we count it by 12 months. Not by days. Shenemar, l'chot she'eshonim. Chadoshim atamayna, l'shonim. You count months, v'yatamayna yorim l'shonim. And where is this relevant? If somebody on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, for example, says Rashi, made a neder that he won't drink wine for a year. So, till when does that go? Till next year Nissan, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Now, if we think about it, the solar year has 365 days. The lunar year only has 354 days. So we're 11 days off. Teaches us the Gemara here that as soon as 12 months pass, as soon as the 12 months pass, it's considered that a year passed and you fulfilled your nether. V'rabbanan the kisra mishum rababa amru, v'nayin she mechashim shos l'chadoshim. When we count a month, we don't count it in unit of hours, we count it in units of days. Shnamar, as the Pasuk says, ad choydish yomim, we learn from here, yom hatem chashiv chadoshim, you count days to have a month, v'yatem chashiv shos l'chadoshim. And therefore, if somebody gives his wife a get, and he makes a condition that if he won't come, the get will be a valid get, and he shows up on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say that since it wasn't a full cycle of one moilid to another moilid yet, the get is not a good get. Once it's a new month, it's already a new month. Another halacha that we learned from here, halacha that we discussed in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. We know that the Jewish month is determined by the moilid. Now, between one moilid and another moilid, there's approximately 29 days and 6 hours, actually a little more. Now, one would think that we should make Rosh Chodesh exactly every time there's a new moilid. Teaches us the Gemara here that that's actually not the halacha. The halacha is that the Rosh Chodesh is determined on days, and a new month never begins in the middle of a day. But, said the Mishnah, Avosman atzu kahana v'tishbav v'chagigu v'hakel ma'achrim v'loy magdinim. Tishbav, says the Gemara, why do we never make Tishbav earlier? Dagdumi peronis loy magdinim. We never want to make Tishbav earlier. Hakel, why don't we make hakel earlier? Shum nakati le'matuz man chiyuvayu. The hakel has to be done on the second day of Sukkot. If you're going to do it any other time, we don't do it. The Torah Evan points out, we learned Masechta Tainus on Daf Chav Tes that Rav Yochanan said, "Imalei Yisi b'Oisadar, if I would have been in the time when they established Tisha B'Av, I would have made it on a Siri B'Av, because most of the Beis Hamikdash was burnt on a Siri B'Av." So asks the Torah Evan, why do we say in our Gemara that the reason we don't make Tisha B'Av a day earlier is because Tumi Buranos Ulay Magdimam? We could have said an easier answer. We could have said, because truthfully, the main Tisha B'Av is on the 10th. So the other years, we just go with the beginning of the fire. This year, well, that's not an option because Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. We'll make it on Friday. So, says the Shoyl HaMeshiv, since we established that we follow when most of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt, that becomes Tisha B'Av. And even though when we learned Masechta Tainus, Rabbi Yochanan offered a great svara why Tisha B'Av should be Yod B'Av, once Chazal said that Tisha B'Av is not Yod B'Av, it's not Yod B'Av. So the Gemara just said that Hakel is not made earlier because so I saw the Paiskim discuss if somebody made a nether that he's going to do something. I saw Sonny made a nether that if I, Baruch Hashem, he was sick. And he made a nether that if I survive, I'll give 10 years. At the 10th anniversary, I'm going to give tzedakah. The question is, can he give the tzedakah earlier? So the Paiskim suggest, based on our Gemara, that you can, because our Gemara says akati lo mati yizman chiyuvei. As long as the time has not yet come, if the time has not yet come, you don't have any obligation, and you're not fulfilling an obligation if you do it at that time. Tana, chagiga. The Brisa says chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'achron. What does that mean? So says the Brisa. Says the Gemara. Bishlo mechagiga de miklo b'shapsa. If Yontif falls on Shabbos, machrin aloy lebasa Shabbos. We don't bring the shal mechagiga on Shabbos. Ella zman chagiga mahi. What is meant by the Brisa zman chagiga? Says the Gemara. Amar Ravashi Achkama. Berishin chagiga b'shabbos. Chagiga should be brought if it falls on Shabbos. Oilas Riya. Not only should not be brought on Shabbos, afilu b'yontif. The even on Yontif, we don't bring the Oilas Riya. The Zman Chagiga Ma'achrim,
the Zman of the Karmel Chagiga, we delay. And whose opinion is this? Beishamahi. The Tan, the Mishnah Masech the Beit taught us, Beishamah Mervim Shlom B'Yontif, the Shamah Chagiga be brought on Yontif, not on Shabbos. But you can't do smicha, because the halacha is that he holds that number one, only a carbon that the owners get a shear, oichel nefesh of, can be brought on yontif. So the shlom chagiga, the owners get a shear, we could bring it on yontif, not on Shabbos. Moreover, smicha requires you to put your hands on the animal. And Beishami say that you don't have to do the smicha then. And as we discussed when we learned the beginning, we learned Masech Tebeya, there's two ways of understanding Beis Shammai's opinion. Either Beis Shammai's opinion is that you don't have to have Samach L'Shchita Smicha. So even though the Shchita will take place on Yontif, you could do the Smicha Erev Yontif. Or it is the opinion of Beis Shammai that Shammai Chagiga don't require Smicha altogether. Avaloi Oilus. Carbon oil ria cannot be brought neither on Shabbos, certainly not on Shabbos, but according to Beis Shammai, neither on Yontif. Beisila Oimrim, Bevin Shlomim, Uoilois, you could bring both of them on Yontif. And moreover, the Saim Chamaleim, we could do Smicha when we bring those carbonas on Yontif. That was the first explanation of this Braisa, Rabbi Yishi's explanation. Rav Amar, this is what the Braisa means. Chagiga, Kalsman Chagiga Makram. As long as it's still Yontif, you could still bring the Shalmei Chagiga that you're obligated to bring on Yontif. Tfei, but after Yontif Loi, you may no longer bring it. As we learned in the Mishnah, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah, Masech Chagiga, Daf Tetzom and Aleph, Mishlei Chag be Yontif Rishon Shel Chag, if somebody did not bring the Shalmei Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot, Chagig v'hoylech es kol haregel kulay, he could continue to bring it the entire Yontif. V'be Yontif Achre Shel Chag, even though, as we learned, in Masech Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmai. Shmini Atzeres is an independent yontif. As far as this is concerned, you could still bring the Shalmei Chagiga of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres. Of our regel, but once Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres pass v'loy chag, and you didn't bring the Shalmei Chagiga, and Chai b'chuyusa, you can't bring it anymore. Rav Ashi has a different interpretation of the Braisa. He says, Chagiga v'kolzman Chagiga ma'akrin v'afil b'tzeres t'chad yoyma. Even Shavuos, which Medarais is a one-day Yontif, and let's say that one-day Shavuos fell on Shabbos, Machrim, we don't bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Shavuos, even though by after Shabbos, it's not going to be Shavuos anymore. The Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us, Moidim, the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree, Shechal Atzeres Lius B'Shabbos, if Shavuos falls on Shabbos, Shiyoyim Tavayich, the day that they bring the Shalmei Chagiga and the Olos Riyah are all after Shabbos, you have 6 days of Tashlumim. Amar Beleza, Amar Kanina, Rebbe not in the Tia B'Purim. Rebbe planted trees on Purim, and he wasn't concerned about doing Melach on Purim. B'Kroin, Rochatz, and moreover, he washed himself, B'Kroinish of Tzipori, in the market day in Tzipori, B'Shivas Matamas. Even though it was a fast day, and of course, in the Tatsana Sibur, he said you could wash yourself, and that's why he did. And the Rishonim explained, this goes back to Gemara that we learned in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Dav Yud Ches Amud Beis. There was Man Shalom, when this time of peace, you don't have to fast. So even though they were still, according to most Rishonim, they were still fasting, they didn't give it the seriousness of the fast day that they shouldn't be allowed to wash themselves. They allowed themselves to wash that day. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Bikish Laka Tisha B'Av, he wanted to abolish Tisha B'Av, and the Chum didn't want to agree with him. Amal Fana of Abba, Rebbe, Loi Kachay Maisa, that's not the story. Rather, what happened was, Tishmav Shechalis B'Shabbos Ava. That year, Tishmav fell on Shabbos. V'dechinu Lacha Shabbos, and that's why Tishmav observance was pushed off to Sunday. Amal Rebbe, so Rebbe said, Hoyo V'nitcha, once it's not going to be done on Shabbos, Yitcha, let's not have Tisha B'Av at all that year. The Chachamim did not want to agree, and says the Gemara, Kari Alei, Rebbe Lezer, when he had this discussion, said, Toivim Shnayim and Echad. When we have two people, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, when we have two people learning together, then the truth comes out. Min Echad, if I would have learned myself, I might have made a mistake. So Tosfos asks, how could the Gemara even have a havamina that he wanted to abolish Tisha B'Av? Haven't we learned Kalaich v'Shoyes v'Tisha B'Av? Ain't a roi ben chamash al Yerushalayim. So how could somebody abolish Tisha B'Av? Especially since, as we often learn, ain't bezdin yochel vatal divel bezdin chaveroi. You can't be mevatal somebody of later bezdin cannot abolish something that was established by an earlier bezdin. So Tosfos gives two terutzim. He didn't want to abolish Tisha B'Av. This we know that Tisha B'Av is a very strict fast day. It's stricter than all other fast days. In a year when Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos and they were going to do it on Sunday, he wanted to say that Tisha B'Av should not be done that strictly. Another pshat that he says is just the opposite. It goes back to something we discussed a few moments ago. The halach is, we learned the Gemara in Masechta Tainus, where Rabbi Yochanan said that Tisha B'Av really ought to have been on Yud B'Av. So, but the Gemara says we follow the beginning of the burning, which took place on Tisha B'Av. But in such a year where Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, there perhaps we should make that Yud B'Av should be the primary day. That's why teaches us the Gemara that he did not. But what's the reason, says the Pnei Yisachar, that he wanted to make abolish Tisha B'Av when the day Tisha B'Av was on Friday, it was Shabbos, and they're doing Tisha B'Av on Sunday? So the Bnei Yisachar says a very interesting pshat. He says that the Medrash says that Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. So he says in the year that Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, that means Mashiach was born that Shabbos afternoon. If Mashiach was born, that's a fantastic simcha that Mashiach was born. And therefore, the next day where we're doing Tisha B'Av, we shouldn't be doing Tisha B'Av because it's a day of Yontif. Mashiach was just born the day before. Rebbe asked the Gemara, "Hey, not in the Tiba Purim. How did Rebbe plant trees on Purim?" But Tani Rebbe Yosef, the pasuk says in the Megillah, "Simcha u'mishta v'yontif. Simcha melamed shasurim b'hesped. Did you know how to say a hesped on Purim? Mishta." So how could he do malacha? Says the Gemara, El Rebbe, Rabbi Esa Hava. Rebbe lived in a city where they celebrated Purim on 14 days in Adar. And when did he plant the tree? V'chinota, he planted a tree, v'chamisa notar, that he planted on the 15th day. In fact, based on this Gemara, there's a question, if somebody, Rechman Latzlan, is an oval, do Hilchas Avelis apply on Purim? And the Shulchan Aruch, however, Paskins and Simon Tuf Reish Tzadik Vav Sif Dalid, Kol Divri Avelis Nehagim B'Chanaka Purim. But Ramah says, Yesh Oimrim, She'ein Avelis Noi B'Purim, Loi B'Yudal V'Loi B'Taz Vav, and he writes, V'Chein Noi Agim. And not only says the Ramah that we don't have Avelis on Purim, but he says that even if it's the first day that somebody, Rechman Tzlan, is sitting Shiva, and we know when we speak about Hilchas Shiva, the first day is more serious, you should only, it's not on Purim. But Ramah says that's only Davar B'Faresya, something that's done publicly. A Davar Shebitzina, it should be done on Purim as well. Ask the Gemara, how can we say the Rebbe did not have Purim on 15 days in Adar? Rebbe B'Tveria Hava. Rebbe lived at Tveria. V'Tkeria B'Kefes Chaim Mashi Shum B'Nun Havi. Tveria has a war from the time of Yishu B'Nun. Says the Gemara, what we have to say was the opposite. Ella Rebbe B'Chamesa Hava. Rebbe lived in a place where Purim was on the 15th day of Adar. V'Chinota, and he planted a tree by Beis Hava on the 14th day of Adar. Ask the Gemara. So now we're saying that Tveria is a place that has a war from Yishu B'Nun, and Purim and Tveria should be 15 days in Adar. Ask the Rabbi Pshitalei, the Tveri Mekefes Chaim Moshe Shubanon, is that certain? For Cheski Akari B'Tveria, Cheski would read the Megillah on Tveria, Baba Mesa, Ubacha Mesa, both on the 14th and on the 15th day of Adar. Because Mesapkelei, in Mekefes Chaim Moshe Shubanon, he lied. So how can we say that he kept Purim one of those 2 days? Answers the Gemara, L'Cheski Mesapkelei, Cheski indeed had a shaila. The Rebbe Pshitalei, that Tveria has a wall, and you keep Purim only on Tezvav, not on your Dalet. So this is a very important question. What is the halacha in a city that there's a shaila, which is the day, which if it's mukafas chayma? So the proper thing to do is to read on both days. But there are rishonim, and that's the opinion of the Rambam. But the Rambam's opinion is that even though you read the Megillah on both days in such a city, you should make the bracha only on the first day. The Ran and other Rishonim say, we go bus the Roiv Olam, and since most of the world is not Mekafes Chaim and Moshe Yishuv Banun, we only read the Megillah on Yodalit. Ask the Gemara, V'chip Shitalei, even if Terebi was obvious that Purim and Tveri should be Tezvav Adar, Mishori, would he be allowed to do Melacha on Yodalit? But ask the Gemara, V'ksibah Megillas Tainus, doesn't it say Megillas Tainus? As Yom HaBa'os, as Yom Chamisha, Yom Purim, the 14th and 15th of Adar are Purim, the Laila Mispah behind, we're not allowed to say Hespin on those days. V'amarava, L'nitzucha, less as Shilzeh B'zeh, V'zeh B'zeh. That you're not, whatever Halacha applies in your Dalid, applies in Tezvav. And so too, vice versa. Answers the Gemara, Hani mili hespatinus. Indeed, hespatinus may not be made neither in Yudalit, neither in Tezvav, no matter what Purim is celebrated where you live. Av malacha, when it comes to malacha, yoimech vesulai, malacha is limited only to one day. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that true? For Rav Chazil, who gavred avaka, shadi kitna puraya, he saw somebody planting linen on Purim, velatye, and he cursed him. And because of that curse, the linen never grew. So you see that you're not allowed to do melacha. Answers the Gemara, Hosam by Yom Ha'ava. It was a person that was the day of Purim. Yes, we're learning that you don't have the day that's not Purim in your locale, you don't do melacha. But this story was in the place to do melacha. He says, in the day of Purim, you're allowed to do melacha. Because, says the Gemara, Hesped Tainus kibla layu. The issa to do Hesped and Tainus Klaisol accept upon himself, melacha la kibla layu. And he brings a raya from the Megillah. The Mekar, if you look in the Megillah, it says that they want the Purim to be Simcha Mishta V'yontiv. Well, B'soiv K'siv, the Purim is lasus yimei mishtav simcha vilu yontif like siv. Why? Because Purim was not accepted as a yontif. Vel Rav Maitam Shlat Lehu Gavrin. Why did Rav therefore curse the person who did melacha on Purim if we were never accepted upon ourselves not to do melacha that day? Answers the Gemara: Dvarim Hamutar Machirim Nogu BeIsar. If you live in a place where everybody accepted upon themselves a minig to do, you have to follow that minig. Where he lived, the minig was not to work on Purim. If you live in such a place, you're not allowed to do melacha on Purim. And Basad Rabbi Loi Nag, but where Rebbe was, that wasn't the minig. Vibay Seimel Oilam Nag Rebbe. Rebbe, of course, would not do melacha on Purim. This was a Natiya Shal Simcha Nata. He built a Natiya Shal Simcha, and that's Mutter. Kretnan, as we learned in Masechta Tainus, Avro Elu, the 13 Tanaisim that were established passed, V'loi Nenu and still didn't reign. They curtail business, the binyan of Benatia, Be'erisin, doing Erisin, Benasun, V'tana Allah, when we learned the Gemara, binyan means binyan shal simcha. Natiya means Natiya shal simcha. And the Brice explained, Ezu binyan shal simcha, Zabayna beis chasas l'mnoi. They used to build a home where they would make the wedding, and then the couple would live there. Ve'ezu Natiya shal simcha, Zanataya avanki shal malachim. Many pshatim. One pshat is that they used to, when a baby of a king was born, they used to plant a tree from which ultimately they'll make his throne. Another pshat is that they used to make a tree that they used to sit under for the shade. That's usur. So this is very interesting, that Al Gemara says that originally they wanted Purim should be that's usur doing melacha, and then they decided that it should not be. Why? So I saw that the Mepharshim explained that they wanted that everything on Purim should be done mi'ahava. That's what makes Purim so unique. And since they wanted Purim to be so special, that it should be unique, they didn't want that they should do melacha, which people would not be happy
about a rule not doing melacha on Yontif, not doing melacha on Purim. The halacha is, that's why they made that on Purim you should be allowed to do melacha. Nothing should be done on Purim. Nothing should be done in Purim in a coerced fashion. So I saw that the Imri Emes, the Leif Simcha explains, the Gemara says, not in the Tisha Simcha of Purim, or Bika Laka Tisha B'Av. We find that Rebbe was the one that planted the Tisha Simcha on Purim, and Rebbe was the one that wanted to abolish Tisha B'Av. Because Rebbe was teaching us, says the Leif Simcha, that the way we will grow in our Avodas Hashem is only through Simcha. And that's why he planted Simcha. And that's a tree of Simcha. And that's why he wanted to abolish Tisha B'Av, which is unfortunately the opposite of Tisha B'Av. So I saw a very interesting shaila that the Cheshukei Chemed discusses. We're learning now that one shouldn't work on Purim. Of course, if it's a type of situation where the work must get done, somebody has something in his house that broke and you can't survive without it, you're allowed to call a person to work on Purim. So let's say you live in Israel. And Purim, you live in Bnei Brak, so Purim for you is Yud Aleph Adar. And Yerushalayim, Purim is Tezvav Adar. So you could call a repairman from Yerushalayim. Today is not his day of Purim. Since today is not his day of Purim, the question is, so he certainly is a lot of work. Is there a point to call such an individual to come do the work and not make somebody work on Purim? Or since it's the type of melacha that's mutter, you could kill even somebody from Bnei Brak. So the Cheshukei Chemed paskins that as long, if the price is equal, then of course you should use the repairman from Yerushalayim. But if the price is not equal, then you should, no reason not to use the one from Bnei Brak. Because once it's mutter to do this on Purim, it's mutter. And we don't have to say that I should spend more money to bring a repairman from Yerushalayim. Moreover, even though certainly the Gemara is saying that one shouldn't work on Purim, certainly if that's the Minig HaMakom, but even if it's not the Minig HaMakom, Ein Aroy Yisim HaBracha, says the Shulchan Aruch, but that's only by day. On the night of Purim, one may work. Says the Gemara Gufa, Chizki Yikari, B'Tveria, B'Abesa, B'Chameisa, Chizki read the Megillah, B'Tveria, both on the 14th and 15th of the Adar. B'Sapkei, because he had a question, if has a war from the time of Yeshua Benun. Ask the Gemara, how could there be a question? V'ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'ari miftzer had sidim tsar v'chamas, rekis v'kaneris, v'kaimelon, rekis v'tveria. So we see that it certainly had a wall. Answers the Gemara, the reason he had this question is it's not encircled by a wall, four walls. One side is the river. Ask the one, so then what's the question? If it doesn't have a wall on all four sides, that's not considered as a city with a wall. The Tanya, the Brisa that talks about, as we discussed, if somebody sells a city, in a city that has a wall, you have 1 year to buy back. And the pasuk says, "Shloi chaima," and it's a wall. Loi shuras eager, that the wall roofs of the city are the wall, and prat saviv, and they have a wall all around. Prat litveria shuyamachamai. So one side is the river, and therefore it's certainly not considered a city with a wall. Answers the Gemara. Lenya batichayim lemisabklei. As far as the halachas about the arichayim, there's no question that it's not considered a city with a wall. Ki kamisabklei. The question is regarding Mikra Megillah. My prozim, my mekovim, the ksivim Mikra Megillah. How do we define the word prozim and mekovim that it says by Megillah? Do we say mishum dahani migli? The cities without the walls are open. Vahani loy migli. Vaha nami migla. There's the side of the ocean of the water is open. Or is it from the Hani Mignu, Hani Loi Mignu? It depends on being protected. And if you're covered by water on one side, Hanami Mignu. And Mishum Hachim Sapkalei. And that's why I had a question. Says the Marasi, Kari Megillah, Behutzel, Barbesa, Behamesa, both days. Sapkalei, Imakavis Chaim, Mirash, Mishuba, Nun, Eloi. He had a question if it had a war from the time Yeshua Benun. Ikadamri, Amr of Asi, Hai Hutzel, Beis Binyamin, Hukefes Chaima, Mashi Shuba Nuri, and there's only read the Megillah on Tezvavadar.